the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Saturday is a day that's traditionally dedicated to the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And Saturdays in honor of the Blessed Mother is a tradition so old that they say that it dates to the first century, the very beginnings of the faith. And the idea is a remembrance of Holy Saturday. Hard as a day as that was for all believers, we say that Holy Saturday was especially painful for the Blessed Virgin Mary. So try if you can to remember what it must have been like on that first ever Good Friday, in which Jesus, the light of the world, God come down to earth, love incarnate, was arrested and imprisoned, falsely accused, unjustly condemned, sentenced to die, executed like a common criminal, laid lifeless in the arms of his mother, sealed in a stone-cold tomb. That first ever Good Friday, it must have seemed as though evil had decisively won. And on that first ever Holy Saturday, you would have awakened to the first day in your life with no hope whatsoever, because God himself was dead and placed in a tomb. Now today we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. And it always comes the day after the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. And the two feasts go together. Because consider, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, which we celebrated yesterday, is a feast of defiant, bold hope. It's a day in which we say, no matter how bad the evil, God always wins. No matter how brutal the details, every last thorn, every last nail, every last lash of the whip, every last drop of blood, God uses all of it to bring about an even greater and more glorious victory. That's the exaltation of the cross. But on the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we remember that while we wait for that victory to come, we have a friend to accompany us through the hardship. And that friend is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Gospel of John is the only gospel that mentions that the Blessed Virgin Mary stood at the foot of the cross. You'd figure all the gospels would mention that, but they don't. And there she stood at the foot of the cross, watching Jesus die, helpless to do anything at all about it, right? Completely powerless to do anything, right? Wrong. She did everything because she was there. What an inexplicable comfort it was to Jesus that she was there. And on the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, you need to remember, she's there for you too. So turn to her. She's been given to you by Christ himself, because there will be a Holy Saturday in every one of our lives. There will come a day in which it seems like evil has decisively won and there's nothing left to hope for. You're living in occupied territory. The enemy has conquered and there's nothing left now but suffering and death. And that's the way it seems, because the absolute reality. That's the day in which you want to turn to the Blessed Mother and to remember she's been through Holy Saturday before. She knows that it's not the end. no matter how bad things seem. Yes, yes, the crucifixion must come first, but the resurrection inevitably follows because God always wins. Goodness simply cannot be defeated. That's the message of Our Lady of Sorrows. Spiritual maturity does not consist in not having any suffering in your life. It consists rather in being able to find meaning and purpose and even joy in the midst of that suffering. God has promised us, the scriptures tell us, that one day he will wipe away every tear from every eye. But while we wait for that day, turn to the Blessed Mother to help you. And let's ask for her prayers to do just that. Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us.